that forms ideas and words, and certain emotions are there, and certain conditions are there, and you feel not sick, and you're able to talk, and your mouth moves a certain way because of certain muscles and bone structure, and the ears can have certain structures that hear things, and there's sound waves, and you form these entities that are sounds, and they actually represent words, which are actually ideas, and this all comes out of you instantly, and you think you're doing this? Come on. If you had to do that, your head would blow up. I mean, really, isn't this true? Is anybody struggling with this? As this can't be, this is too nuts, is anybody really like, this guy's off his rocker and this doesn't make any sense? Are you screaming those people out, huh?
It's very anxiety provoking. It really is.
I told you to screen him out.
Yeah, I was just walking along the street and I saw these guys that looked familiar.
I think you're here for the choir.
So does it make sense?
Well, yeah, it makes sense, but I still can't find my inner voice. It's
So don't worry about finding your inner voice. Don't give it 1 second's attention.
How do I make decisions then?
No, all that's needed is very simple. All that's needed is, are you willing to recognize that when you make a decision, you didn't do it?
Boy, I've made some bad decisions, but I guess I didn't do it.
This is good news. You're off the hook.
Oh, gosh. No, I'm on the hook.
You know, this is really interesting, because this is what happens for some people, is they really are off the hook if they really see the truth of this, and there's a need to blame oneself. There's a need to say, I made the stupidest decision, and back in 1984, if I hadn't have done that, my whole life would be good now. So make sure there isn't a need to beat yourself up behind that statement. Because I am really saying you're not to blame. I am really saying you're not responsible. I am absolutely, truly saying that you've never decided anything. So how can you be responsible? How can you say I've made a bad decision? A decision got made, maybe it didn't work out the way you would have liked it to work out, but you can't legitimately in this universe say, as a human, that you made a bad decision. Because my position is, you've never made any decision. You think you have. It feels like you have. The experience is, I made a decision. But that's a self-delusion. It didn't really happen. Something happened, and the mind turned it into, I decided, and this is how it turned out. That's all 100% interpretation. And I'm saying, what I'm saying is very radical. I'm saying if it's interpretation, by definition, it's wrong. We have no real ability. In fact, I won't even qualify it. We have no ability to interpret. Because we're only interpreting through our filters. When we interpret, we're operating through our desires, through our assumptions, through our philosophies, through our beliefs, through our preferences, and all of that is multi-layers of smoke screens. It's just our own ideas. It's just a puff of smoke. It has no validity. It has no actual validity in the actual universe. Now, in the mind's universe, where we think we're in control and we get to decide, it seems perfectly valid, perfectly legitimate, and absolutely real. What I'm saying is, it ain't.
Gosh.
This is good news.
I know, but I'm having such anxiety with it because, for example...
If you accept it even a little, you will have tremendous anxiety. So that's a good sign.
Gosh. But, you know, I'm thinking of a current situation where there's power struggle. We've got a weekend coming up. My wife wants to do one thing with it. I want to do the other. How is this decision going to get made?